fire in Ventura County. In northern New Jersey, however, extremely dry conditions are fueling wildfires not far from New York City.
A rural area about 35 miles outside New York City, now the epicenter for rare wildfire activity. Tinderbox conditions near the New York-New Jersey state border, fire engulfing more than 3,000 acres and counting.
ABC's Janae Norman. President Biden will open up the doors of the Oval Office on Wednesday to the man who will occupy the office next. President-elect Donald Trump pushing whoever the next Republican Senate majority leader is to allow him to make recess appointments to federal judgeships because Trump says the confirmation process takes too long. No classes today at Tuskegee University in Alabama following an on-campus shooting during homecoming weekend. One person died. This is ABC News. In Amsterdam, dozens of pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been detained by police after defying a ban on public protests. Protests were outlawed for several days after last week's anti-Semitic violence targeting fans of an Israeli soccer club. The ban on protests has now been extended until the end of this week. A Chicago man found his long-lost mom at a local bakery.
It's the most joyful story.
Lindsay was 17 years old when she gave up her newborn son for adoption. Hunter was 35 when he learned he was adopted, so he submitted DNA results for genetic testing. Turns out he and his birth mom lived in the same neighborhood, and he was a regular customer at the bakery she owned.
It further strengthens my faith.
She was facing a health crisis, so Hunter, who had no prior baking experience, took over the bakery.
Now they're working together, says ABC's Allison Kosick. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Friday, November 15th, beginning at 7 p.m. through to 9 p.m., the High School Drama Club in Hayward is presenting The Love of Three Oranges, a comedy in three acts by Hilary DePiano based on a scenario by Carlo Gozzi. Tickets are available at the door with general admission $5 and students are free, and there are multiple days for the show. The Friday and Saturday shows start at 7 p.m. with the doors opening at 6:45 p.m. and the Sunday matinee starts at 1:30 p.m. with the doors opening at 1:15 p.m. Their students are very excited to share this experience with the community. Once again, that's this weekend, with the Friday and Saturday shows beginning at 7 p.m., doors open at 6:45, and the Sunday matinee beginning at 1:30 with the doors opening at 1:15 at the Hayward High School. We know the importance of having health insurance for ourselves and our children, but did you know you can also get insurance for your pets? Here's Melissa Kay.
The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin is advising pet owners to know what they're agreeing to before signing up. Pet insurance policies can vary greatly in price and coverage. The BBB says to get to know the different types of plans, decide how much coverage you need, compare prices and plans, and read the fine print. You also want to check if there's a waiting period and insure your pet when they're young and healthy. You can potentially get the best deal if you ask about discounts for multiple pets or annual payments instead of paying monthly. You should also plan for premium increases as your pet ages. If pet insurance doesn't seem feasible, consider setting up an emergency fund for your pet instead and start saving. You can find out more at bbb.org. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Gloria Jean Herbst, age 89, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, November 6th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her five children, Stephen Herbst of Arden Hills, Minnesota, Richard J. Herbst of Park Falls, by Leslie Haney of Butternut, by Amy Shattuck of Scandia, Minnesota, and by Michelle Wallerstein of Duluth, Minnesota, further survived by 10 grandchildren, by two great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial Mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Saturday, November 16th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara and Deacon Chet Ball will co-officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Gloria Jean Herbst, age 89, of Park Falls. Cindy Sue Schultz, 72, of Glidden, died on Monday, October 28th at Marshfield Medical Center in Minocqua. She is survived by her son, Christopher Schultz, of Glidden, and by her brother, John Pankretz, of Glidden. Further survived by three nephews, by two nieces, and by her brother-in-law, and further survived by many other relatives and friends. Private interment will take place at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Glidden. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Cindy Sue Schultz, 72, of Glidden. Cindy Sue Seaman, age 68, of Ogama, passed away peacefully on October 24th, surrounded by her family. She is survived by her husband, David, by her parents, Merlin and Elaine Ulrich, by her son, Brian Ulrich, by her stepdaughters, Sherry Miller, Lori Johnson, and by her stepson, Scott Seaman. Further survived by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her siblings, Ed Ulrich, Bill Ulrich, by Glenn Ulrich, Shannon Scott, along with Bonnie and Pat Ulrich, and many nieces and nephews. A visitation for Cindy will be held on November the 15th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Ogama Baptist Church, a celebration of life for her and her mom, who sadly joined Cindy just six short days later, will be held on November 16th at the Ogama Baptist Church with visitation from noon until 2 p.m. This has been the funeral notice for Cindy Sue Seaman, age 68, of Ogama. Elaine Carol Ulrich, age 90, of Ogama, went home to be with the Lord on October 30th. Elaine is survived by her husband, Merlin Frank, by her children, Ed of Ogama, by Bill of Ogama, by Jean of Ogama, and by Sharon Scott of Fifield, along with Bonnie Narrison of Phillips and Pat of Wausau. Survived also by her son-in-law and by her sister, Donna Kelly. A celebration of life for Elaine and her daughter, Cindy Seaman, will be held at the Ogama Baptist Church on November 16th, visitation from noon to 2 p.m., the service at 2 p.m., followed by fellowship and luncheon until 4 p.m. This has been the funeral notice for Elaine Carol Ulrich, age 90, of Ogama. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Another win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a decisive 87-56 victory over the Appalachian State Mountaineers. Wisconsin's Stephen Crowell with 17 points and 4 assists in 28 minutes of play.
Yeah, no, my teammates did a great job of finding me in transition a couple times. Saw a couple go in, and then playing some bigger bodies helped a little bit. Some guys my own size, and then not facing the double team obviously gives you a little bit more of an opportunity. So I think those three things combined helped.
The Badgers now 3-0. They'll have a few days rest before they host number 10th ranked Arizona Friday night. NBA, the Bucks had a 17-point lead in the first half, then let it slip away in the third quarter, losing it home to the Celtics 113-107. The Bucks are now 2-8. How can they turn it around?
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole. We created it, all of us, me, them together. I have no doubt we will, but it's not one night. We have to play ourselves out of this hole.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Sports update brought to you by Wolf Farms. Champions were crowned at the girls state volleyball tournament held over the weekend. In Division One, it was Divine Savior Holy Angels taking the crown. In Division Two, it was Catholic Memorial. They topped Luxembourg for the crown. Barron wins in Division Three, defeating Aquinas for the state championship. Manitowoc Lutheran, the champion. In Division Four, they beat Eau Claire Regis. And in Division Five, it was Columbus Catholic topping Eau Claire Emanuel for the state championship. Meanwhile, boys state soccer also crowned champions over the weekend. Division One, Green Bay Preble, they topped Middleton for the championship. In Division Two, it was Waukesha taking on Elkhorn, and Waukesha winning that actually in a shootout. In Division Three, it was St. Augustine Prep topping Sheboygan Falls for the victory. And in Division Four, the boys' state champion is Shoreland Lutheran. They beat Lake Country Lutheran to take the championship in that contest. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here by later this afternoon, and we will become mostly sunny today. Our high 43. Tonight, mostly clear 25. Tomorrow, sunshine 46. Wednesday, scattered rain with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36. 98Q
Country. Feeling it. I am very, very pear-shaped, guys. The buttons was having a tug-of-war with each other. Shirt fit a week ago. I got the dad bod. Got the dad bod. I guess that's what they call him now, dad bod. Any dad bods in the audience? Round of applause. You got a dad bod? Yeah, I got denial over here a little bit. But most of the guys in here are like, yep. Be proud of the dad bod, guys. Ladies, if you're single, looking for a good guy, look for the pre-dad bod. Okay? You know, because here's the thing, you guys. You know what a dad bod says? You know what it says? It says stability. Like, commitments. All right? I walk on a beach with my shirt off. You know what it's thinking? The women are thinking? They're thinking, yeah, that guy drives a minivan. For sure. For sure. Which means he wants a family. Right? Yeah. Ladies, to lay their head on a rock. Sure, rock hard abs look nice. They look nice, but at the end of the day, what do you want? You want a Tempur-Pedic that'll form right to your head.
Check it out.
At the bonfire. Bonfire. The parking lot. Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like
should have been a cowboy. I might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy.
I can still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne and all night, little scotch on the rocks, and I'm fine, I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see you cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high. Pressed against the bottle, swimming on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave you. I remember how bad I need you when I taste tequila. When I taste tequila, I can kiss somebody brand new and not even think about you. Show up to the same bar, hear the same songs in my car. Baby, your memory, it only hits me this hard. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see you cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Lips pressed against the bottle, spinning on a Bible, baby, I never leave. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see a sorority t-shirt, same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Lips pressed against the bottle, swimming on a Bible, baby, I never leave you. I remember how bad I need you when I taste tequila.
best radio station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
My money's all gone, I'm on the
telephone, singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls a world to the music of an old bebop. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Hey, now a pretty little girl and a jug of wine. Well, that's what it takes to make a honky-tonk town. Jukebox. I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls a world to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Money's all gone, telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
A little Dwight Yoakam on a Monday and a Veterans Day, and good morning to you on this 11th day of November. Hope your weekend was good for you. A big salute, a big country music hee-haw salute to our veterans today. Thank you so much, veterans. We appreciate you so much. And many different ways that people have served our country. So thank you. And we'll have observances at schools and universities all across the country today, including here. We got the Legion, the annual Legion Steak Feed at the Legion Hall here in Park Falls. So many activities in observance of that today. Had a busy weekend here. We traveled. I was down in Wisconsin Dells and Baraboo over the weekend. Big bags event down there. And it's a true sign. I realized as I was traveling to this event and a two-night hotel stay, I realized that a sign that you're getting old, a true sign that you're getting old, is when someone says, oh, we're going to stay in a hotel. If you find joy in that, you are still young. If the first thing that comes to mind when someone says, yeah, we're going to stay in so-and-so hotel, a list of things run through your mind when you get older. Well, how nice of a hotel is it? Is there going to be anybody next door that's making loud noises? Is it a clean hotel? Am I going to remember to bring everything with? There's just a list of things as you get older to provide a comfort level. Because you're looking for, in a one room, if you break down a basic hotel room, it's like taking your life and just putting it into a little miniature box is what it is. I mean, it's the kitchen, the living room, the bathroom's over there, kind of. So everything's just right there. And it's interesting. I'll be honest with you. If I never had to stay in a hotel again the rest of my life, I'd be all right with that. I'd be all right. Maybe a big fancy one with a suite, but still there's that whole process of making the suitcase. You know, did you remember? Did you bring your toothbrush? Did you just like gonna bring everything with? I don't. You know, and things we do in the morning to get ready for the day, we don't think about it. You know, but now all of a sudden we're asked to think about everything that you do. Well, what do you do in the morning? Well, see, I brush my teeth, I comb my hair, blah, 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 blah. So everything I do, I got to grab that and put it over here and there. It's a lot. Hope your weekend was good. By the way, speaking of travels over the weekend, I'd like to thank all the folks who do the wonderful construction of stuff in our area. You know, buildings, it's amazing how they can do this stuff. But I would like to just make one request. That when you're making these beautiful facilities and you're repaving the roads and designing it, enough with the dead end roads. All right, the roads where, you know, your GPS may not know where you're going, and you definitely don't know where you're going when you're in a strange area. and you make that turn down a certain area, like there's a Walmart here, and you think, well, I'm going to exit here, and then you go down about 300-400 feet, and all of a sudden, it just ends. There's just like a barricade, and just boom. There's one of those at the Walmart in Medford. There's one of those, and I know there's the road is there for future development. I get it. I know why it's there, but there should be like a sign that just says, hey, dum-dum, this isn't the exit, or something close to that anyway, so you don't have to go and like turn around. Make that U-turn down there and turn around. Little things drive us nuts. What else here? Oh, by the way, I experienced something over the weekend that I have not experienced since before the pandemic. This is probably 5 years. My son and I traveled quite a bit in the last couple of years all over the country. And for the first time in about 5 years, I experienced, and it shocked me a little bit, I experienced room service at a hotel. And I'm not talking where they come and like bring you like a steak or something. I'm just talking about where you leave for the day and then you come back at night and somebody came in your room and took the dirty towel out of the bathroom and wiped down the counter and stuff like that. That hasn't happened, and it doesn't happen at most hotels anymore. Most places say, you know, basically in so many words, they just say you're on your own, pal. You figure it out. If you need something, give us a call, but we're not coming in your room. And it was kind of weird, actually, to think somebody was in my room. Somebody was in my room, and they didn't really clean a lot. They just, like, grabbed a towel, they wiped something down, and that was about it. So it was a Best Western. I don't think the Motel 6s are doing that yet, but so that was kind of weird over the weekend. So maybe that's coming back again. What else? The game, the Packers were fortunate, I think, not to be playing this weekend because there was a lot of weird stuff going on in the National Football League this weekend. The Ravens, they held on to beat the Bengals. That was a crazy 35-34 game. The Carolina Panthers beat the Giants. That was a yawner game. We didn't care about that. But the Patriots defense is good. They just don't have an offense, but they managed to score enough against the Bears. So the Bears are thinking, well, this is a game we're going to win. We're going to be 5-4. We're going to be right in the playoff hunt. And then the old goose laid the egg, and the Bears, I don't know why a goose, but anyway, the Bears lost. And they only scored 3 points. So, I mean, you get a rookie quarterback. Games like that are going to happen. Caleb Williams is going to be fun. He's going to be a fun quarterback to watch. It takes a little bit to get it going. But the Bears probably aren't going to be a playoff team this year. But they're there. They're competitive. But the Patriots beat them 19-3. That was a bad loss. That was probably a playoff hope-denting loss right there. Not ending, but a dent anyway. What else? The Bills went on the road, beat the Colts, and the Broncos had the Chiefs beat, but you knew Patrick Mahomes would find a way. And then the Bills had a field goal to win it, or the Broncos, rather, had a field goal to win it, and they missed that. It wasn't a long field goal either, and the Chiefs escaped. They're 9-0. Should have lost that game. Kirk Cousins does Kirk Cousins things. He puts up really big numbers, but when it comes, it wasn't just him. It seems like a pattern in some quarterbacks. Teams, whatever it may be, but Kirk Cousins and the Falcons, they lose at New Orleans. That was a bad loss. So Falcons now are on the playoff edge looking in. The 49ers won at Tampa Bay. There's a couple of teams in the middle of the road there, but the 49ers, I think, are the team that if someone's going to beat the Lions in the playoffs, and when the 49ers get healthy, they're going to be a team that's probably going to give the Lions a pretty good run. The Steelers win at the Commanders. That was a bad loss for the Commanders, but a couple of good teams there. That was a good game. The Vikings laid a royal egg. I mean, they went on the road at Jacksonville, and Sam Darnold threw 3 interceptions. The Vikings did not score a touchdown. They scored 4 field goals, and if Mac Jones wasn't quarterbacking the Jaguars, the Vikings would have lost that game because Mac Jones had a rough day. He was, 17? And I don't know what he was, but he wasn't good. So the Vikings win. They find a way somehow. And they win it. The Chargers won at home over the Titans. That was a good win for the Chargers. The Eagles win at the Cowboys. If Jerry Jones says he's not one of those owners who fires people in the middle of a season, and that's probably good news for Mike McCarthy because most teams would have fired him. They have a lot of injuries, the Cowboys do. Their defense is decimated by injuries, and they're not deep enough, and it's not good. And Mike McCarthy will not be coaching that team next year. The Cardinals, at home, they ended Aaron Rodgers' dream of being in the playoffs and making a playoff run. because the Jets are 3-7. They're out. Even 11-7, even if they win out their last eight games, it's not going to, well, seven games. Is it 17 games or eight? I lose track. But the Aaron Rodgers' career is most likely over also, I would guess. And the Lions last night, this is how good the Lions are. Five interceptions by Jared Goff. Five interceptions, but they still win in Houston against the Texans. Lions are the real deal right now. We got a long way to go in this season. I mean, the teams can change due to injuries and stuff like that. But that was an impressive defensive performance by the Lions to keep that team in the game. It was 23-7, I believe, at the half. The Texans were up. And then the Lions came out, and they weren't letting the Texans do anything in that second half. That was an impressive win. Maybe, I don't want to say a division-clinching win, but that was a huge win when you went on the road in a game that you probably are expecting. We're probably not going to win that game when you look at the schedule. So the Lions jump out to 8-1 now, and they've beaten both the Vikings and the Packers. So they've got the tiebreaker there already. So some good NFL games over the weekend, and I hope you had a good weekend. All the stuff going on around the world continues. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. See, NASCAR legend Bobby Allison passed away over the weekend. He was 86. For those of you who watch like the cars take left turns around the track. Going to be a windy, windy day today. More on that weather to come. Twice an hour, we'll get you news and sports at 7:36. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fires still blazing on both coasts. Santa Ana winds dying down in California over the weekend. That is helping with the mountain fire in Ventura County. In northern New Jersey, however, extremely dry conditions are fueling wildfires not far from New York City.
A rural area about 35 miles outside New York City, now the epicenter for rare wildfire activity. Tinderbox conditions near the New York-New Jersey state border. Fire engulfing more than 3,000 acres and counting.
ABC's Janae Norman. President Biden will open up the doors of the Oval Office on Wednesday to the man who will occupy the office next. President-elect Donald Trump pushing whoever the next Republican Senate Majority Leader is to allow him to make recess appointments to federal judgeships because Trump says the confirmation process takes too long. No classes today at Tuskegee University in Alabama following an on-campus shooting during homecoming weekend. One person died. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, November 23rd, beginning at 10 a.m. through to 3 p.m., the Mitza Creek Farm in Hayward is hosting a make-your-own wreath, porch pot, or garland class. This is open house style, and they will have an instructor on hand to walk you through each step of making your own wreath, porch pot, or garland. And they encourage you to decorate how you want. Once again, that is Saturday, November 23rd, beginning at 10 a.m. through to 3 p.m. at West 1265 U.S. Highway 63 in Hayward. Today is Veterans Day, a day of remembrance for most, but unfortunately, many veterans are still facing various challenges. Lisa Hale has more.
The Fox Valley Veterans Council in Appleton provides emergency funding for basic needs for veterans to help them remain in their homes and get the help they need.
Because let's face it, let's say you have PTSD, but if you're getting ready to get thrown out of your house, you think you're going to your VA appointment? No. You're worried about trying to find a roof over your house.
That's Tim Cody, who is a full-time volunteer with the Fox Valley Veterans Council.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Another win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a decisive 87-56 victory over the Appalachian State Mountaineers. Wisconsin's Stephen Crowell with 17 points and 4 assists in 28 minutes of play.
Yeah, I know my teammates did a great job of finding me in transition a couple times. Saw a couple go in, and then playing some bigger bodies helped a little bit. Some guys my own size, and then not facing the double team obviously gives you a little bit more of an opportunity. So I think those three things combined helped.
The Badgers now 3-0. They'll have a few days rest before they host number 10th ranked Arizona Friday night. NBA, the Bucks had a 17-point lead in the first half, then let it slip away in the third quarter, losing at home to the Celtics 113-107. The Bucks are now 2-8. How can they turn it around?
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole. We created it, all of us, me, them together. I have no doubt we will, but it's not one night. We have to play ourselves out of this hole.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And champions crowned over the weekend in girls volleyball, state champions in Division One. You had Divine Savior Holy Angels winning the state championship. Division Two, it was It was Catholic Memorial. As Atop Luxembourg Baron wins the Division III championship over Aquinas, it was Manitowoc Lutheran. They topped Regis in Division IV to take home the title. And in Division V, it was Columbus Catholic topping Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran to take home the D5 girls volleyball title.
Come work up an appetite before your Thanksgiving feast at the annual Turkey Trot 5K on Thursday, November 28th at 9 a.m. Walk or run, it's all for fun. Prizes awarded to the first male and female overall finishers. All registered participants will be entered for a door prize raffle. Bring non-perishable food items for extra entries. Full details at parkfalls.com.
Born to great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Barnett Lake. Big G here, and this is my kind of place. Starting Tuesday, enjoy dumplings with chicken or pork. Wednesday's pasta night, and Thursday brings delicious German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. On weekends, indulge in all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m., plus prime rib on Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday, plus a sensational soup and salad bar. Visit Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here by later this afternoon, and we will become mostly sunny today. Our high 43, tonight mostly clear 25, tomorrow sunshine 46, Wednesday scattered rain with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
98Q Country.
They roll the sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down. And say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain. And I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wide. Girl, you got the beat right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Find a row with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Turning blue, just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for. I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold. Nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo. The DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Slow lane, sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. The sun will steal the magic from us soon. So let's take killing in your Levi's. High on your lovin's got me buzzing.
daylight. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally? We'll find a row with no name, lay back in the slow lane. The sky's dropping, Jupiter all around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. But we don't have to go home, we can leave the night on.
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen,
all day long,
98Q Country.
Country roads, old theater marquee signs, parking lots, and billboards flying by. Spanish moss, little hick town squares, wild roses on a riverbank. Girl, it's almost like you're there. Every mile a memory, every song another scene, from some old movie going back in time to you and me. Every day a page turned down, every night a lonesome sound, like a freight train rolling through my dreams. Every mile a memory. Red sundown, out across the western sky, takes me back to the fire in your eyes. Texas stars in a purple night, not seeing them with you, baby. Oh, they never do look right, no. Every mile a memory, every song another scene, from some old movie going back in time to you and me. Every day a page turned down, every night a lonesome sound, like a freight train rolling through my dreams. Every mile a memory. Every mile a memory, every song another scene, from some old movie going back in time. Every day a page turned down, every night a lonesome sound, like a freight train rolling through my dreams. Every mile a memory, every mile a memory. Every mile a memory.
All right, every mile. Every mile a memory. There goes Dierks Bentley at 98Q Country. Hope your weekend was fantastic. We'll get you some news and sports coming up in just a little bit. Well, your level of excitement for Monday is definitely equal to your weekend. If you usually have a really, really good weekend, Mondays are like, oh, boy, can't we just go back to Friday again? But if you didn't have a good weekend, then your Monday's like, thank God for work. We did notice something over the weekend, though. I I use my electronic device to save observances, mental observances from the weekend. And I do know one thing is for sure, that it used to be years ago, head out of my yard, that you would see in a store, you would see the yellow sign or the big red sign that says clearance. You'd be like, clearance. You'd see that and you'd be like, ooh, let's check it out. Let's see what's going on savings-wise. For the most part, clearance isn't what it used to be, is it? You go to the clearance aisle and you see something and you look at the price and you think to yourself, I'm going to walk over and see what the regular price is. And then it's like 10 cents less. Every once in a while, you run into a bargain. Every once in a while. But tip to those in retail. All right? If you're gonna put something in clearance, let's get serious about it. All right? Because to me, the word clearance, it denotes something that the store, you know, not in stock anymore. Maybe it didn't sell for whatever reason, and we would like to just move this out of our store, get it in your hands, and give you an incentive to do that. So let's raise that incentive a little bit. I think if you put something on clearance, it should be at least half off, right? It should be at least. I think when people see a clearance item, they're not thinking 20% off because that's a coupon. Clearance. So you're going to throw something in that clearance aisle. Let's get serious about it. You know, us as a consumer, we're taking the time and effort to take that additional three steps to the left or right and check out those clearance items. So there you go. I saw a story yesterday that just really, really puts a big exclamation, bold, underline, italicized, all that stuff on, hi, buddy. Toby's here, our station dog. It puts an emphasis on social media and people wanting to get the clicks, because there was a headline. In fact, I got home late yesterday afternoon, and my wife said, did you hear that Las Vegas got like 30 inches of snow? And I just kind of, in my mind, I was just like, I don't think that's right. I said, are you sure? 30? Really? Because that would be like the end of the world kind of stuff. And then my wife rechecked it and I rechecked it. And yes, it was true recently that Las Vegas got 20 to 30 inches of snow. Las Vegas, New Mexico, which is like 5,000-6,000 feet up in the elevations in the mountains. Not uncommon for that. But the story, like three different places I went, it said Las Vegas in parentheses NM. And then you read it deep into the story and it says Las Vegas, New Mexico. So, yes, it is true. Las Vegas got many, many, many inches of snow over the weekend, but it wasn't that. It wasn't that Las Vegas, which is good, because like I said, if there's 30 inches of snow on the strip in Vegas, then climate change, yeah, we're in trouble. We're already kind of in trouble, but we would be in even more, I believe.
98Q Country.
That would not be good. News to come. 7:54 on a Monday, Veterans Day. Thank you, veterans. This November the 11th.
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed in Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw. Like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work, shelling peas.
nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house.
In the dress he bought her, she wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to dance a dance or two and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory is drowning. She's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times. Oh, she's never fooled around. He's still. Her head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late, that's too.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. ABC News.